NK4 and XZ. You! Bert. Same here. Down there at your, around your place there where you are. 7 on the car right now. Your place. 34. You copy the 37. I got my lightning arrestor devices in, you know, and so I opened them up last night just to see what kind of wiring and that kind of stuff so I could get the same thing. You know, they told me over the phone it was 12 gauge and you have 6 foot leads. I opened it up, it's got 10 gauge wiring and they're 3 foot leads. What run can you with that? Question.
Run. How many, that's the best run can you have? You know, like jogging.
And I just thought, yep, okay. That's about par for what I've experienced so far.
Please, add on to those, you know, they, that Home Depot, they've got some, these little unions where you can, it's actually for size 10 and bigger, where you put them in there, put the wire in each end of this little metal union, and you run a Allen screw down in there, and put a piece of heat shrink on it, so it wouldn't be a big deal to extend them.
I don't even think I'll have to extend them. I think I got enough to work with. It was just par for the course for how they've been so far. And I thought, yeah, here we go. Exact opposite of what they said. I will have to come up with one junction to tie all the grounds together, but that would be the only junction I got to come up with.
Renick, see, I done got a text from one I'm going to be out today.
Boy, which one, KK4 TOT?
Boy. I'm about 11 last night. He got some issues he got to take care of.
Anybody to call you back Saturday?
Yeah, I told you about that yesterday. Yeah, it was a no-go.
Pulling up. I'll catch you here in a minute. KK4 POT.
Behind you, I'll catch up with you in a minute. KK4 NXC clear. Well, not clear yet, but be clear in a minute.
Go 4 CEF mobile.
Sean, KK4 NXC.
You.
Good. How'd your weekend go?
Well, I definitely can't complain. I don't think I got as much done as I wanted to, but other than that, it went all right.
Had the whole family, all my kids and grandkids and everybody up yesterday after church, and that was fun.
I always like to get together with the family. Usually it's only a close family, but you know, I've always been one to enjoy that.
Close.
I went in pretty early towards the end of the week, so basketball wasn't on here.
Be Friday.
I think around 4:45.
Yeah, about 4:45.
Was at work at 4:40 and left. Left in the truck, you know, later than like 4:45. So. It was an early day. Earlier than normal, at least.
Evening hiking and running.
I bike out this weekend. Bicycle, because the motorcycles crashed. But I didn't ride it a whole big distance because it was cold, and I didn't really want to get cold. But, yeah, I took it out this weekend. It was enjoyable. Just a little chilly.
answered anything to that.
Yesterday we had.
It's been some pretty bike weather. I think it's supposed to be on up into the 60s.
It does.
Let's see, do you still work the weekends, Daniel?
Weekends anymore.
That's KM4 and AP Mobile.
OEZM.
Good over this way. Y'all must be tickling the repeater just right.
It's work, and I can hit that thing pretty good from down in Greenville. It's open.
On the menu.
The same thing as before. I mean, they had the dining. I drove by Friday. They had the dining room full. I don't know that I ever left the house Saturday, but coming back home from church, the parking lot was just packed. Packed on Sunday, and it was packed on Friday night. So they must be doing a little bit of that fish stuff on Friday. I'd like to go here real soon. Maybe, I don't know, maybe this coming Friday.
But just let me know for sure.
Friday.
5:15, 5:30-ish.
Come up to Friday and let y'all know.
Number's the same, ain't it?
Going slower than I am, ain't something wrong.
line ticket area. Rain just like a couple of miles an hour below the speed they pull people at. I always go by the cops all the time and they leave me alone. Even if I'm the only vehicle on the road, I'm just below their criteria.
In the morning, a couple miles, maybe 3-4 miles over the speed limit. I got too many tickets whenever I was younger, so I give all that up, set the cruise control, and just enjoy the ride.
My life, my last one was almost 3 years ago.
I changed the oil in my truck today, but I don't think that's going to happen.
It's going to get nicer later today. The sun's supposed to come out in the afternoon is what they're saying. We'll see.
It might not be bad. I got a only downside of this truck, 16 quarts of oil, so whenever I change it, I got to go dump it right then and there, so I got to make sure the dump's open.
Nice.
I love it, so whenever I got to put it in the shop and change the oil.
Daniel. I need a new hobby. I just started into it. I'm going to do a little bit of model truck collecting, diecast models. I came across a company called Diecast Models Wholesale. They're based in California. And they carry all kinds of model trucks and stuff. So I guess for the rest of my life, I'm going to, as I have the opportunity to collect all these trucks and make a little model town and all kinds of things, and make a little model highway system and stuff. Right now I'm going to start collecting the trucks that I want.
Get a little expensive.
But it'll be worth it.
Tell me everything.
Along the way is my first one. I picked me up a 1/50th scale International Lone Star model and a little boy holler as well. So it's a heavy haul truck. I'll pick up some more though. They have some triple drive axle trucks and things like that, and those will be neat too. But I'll send you a picture when it comes in. These are really detailed, so you open up the hood of the truck and there's the engine and everything, and the front wheels steer actually, and then the steering wheel turns when you move the front wheels. It's really cool. So I'm going to make me a little highway system, all kinds of stuff over time. It'll be, I'll just chip away at it, wee little bit here and there. I got a long way to go, but that'll last me for the rest of my life.
KN4TFW Mobile.
Morning.
WZM.
Good morning, everybody. KN4TFW. Nice morning besides wet.
I'm kicking.
You're getting ready. Run inside the plant.
Running meeting.
Morning and Mondays are usually the worst. I figured if there was any of them I need to get in here early, today's going to be the day. 7-3s, hopefully y'all have a great day. Be careful out there on the road while it's raining. All the crazy people are out today. They don't know how to drive, so hopefully y'all have a good one. KO4CEF, and I'll be clearing you fine.
Andrew,
7-3.
73, KJ4WZM. 7-3, Andrew. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.
I did. I got me a little tiny house to cut my bills into little itty bitty pieces. That thing don't cost hardly nothing. I save up for a nice SUV and a 18-wheeler.
When you get it?
It'll be a while. I know what I want. No much it's going to cost. It's going to be a while. But I will let you know how much 18-wheelers actually cost.
Please stay away from my Volvo.
Freeze there, that's for sure.
for you this weekend, Bubba.
I came in and it's really working good.
He's on both.
Able to hear him.
Hear him don't mean I can get back to him.
This weekend, I started to, but me and Mama had a couple of things we were doing, and I just never did get around to it.
Okay.
The neighbor had somebody go through their car, and there'd been a couple of reports in the neighborhood, so I put up a couple more of them little ring recorder spotlights in the corners of the house. Saturday morning when I was headed to the dump, I saw they were calling a net on the Mount Mitchell repeater, so I checked into the net just to make sure that that I could reach that repeater and everything was right. It worked out good.
He said that I could do that. KJ4WZ for ID. Hands up, folks. I am about to roll up to work here, so I have to hop off here in a minute and figure out what truck they put me on today and all that lovely business.
We'll find out what truck you're running. I've never tried that repeater yet.
Daniel, be careful today out there in the rain, and we'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW. Man, it's got a big footprint, and I see, I got it turned down right now, but I see it's, people are talking on it steady this morning.
To the world, see if I can make it one morning.
Looking at it, you can get Knoxville, part of Kentucky, southeastern Virginia, you know what I mean, and that is all the way down into here. It's a big footprint. It's the antenna is the tallest east of the Rockies, I believe it said, at 6,600 feet and change.
That's on up there a little bit. Guy in Costa Rica, he said my signal was a 10, but he said my modulation was an easy 30.
That's awesome. And then all you got is a new microphone, right?
The Hale Pro 7 headset with boom mic. That's that thing, it better sound good.
Did Miss Carol ever get over it? I saw a shirt advertisement. I thought about Andrew. And that it said, I love POTA, coffee, and maybe like three people.
Coffee, and I like a few more people than that.
I got to move one of those little cameras tonight. I got to move it a little bit further out. I got it kind of too far up under the eaves, and when the light comes on, the reflection off of the white paint, and that really distorts the picture.
Get it moved. Saw a t-shirt that said, I asked God to make me a better man. He gave me a grandson. I asked God to give me patience. He gave me a granddaughter.
That's a good one for sure.
In case I must be the most patient man in the world because I got 7 granddaughters.
That's like me. I got 7 or 8, sure enough.
Grandson. A great grandson and a great granddaughter.
KN4TFW. Good morning this morning. My cat is driving crazy. Part is.
What?
Get out of bed pretty much without as much trouble as yesterday. I think that's going to take a few weeks to get over. He blackballed me from doing anything. I couldn't work, couldn't go downstairs, couldn't go anywhere, couldn't get things. I couldn't go out, couldn't move around. this medicine hospital, you know, when you're hurting like I am right now, it's very critical. It's hard to do anything sometimes. Yeah. I'm in a Rush Limbaugh situation. Still depressed, I guess. But you know what? I still have a chance. There's probably a 20% chance I'll get out of this time.
For the best, right?
What I can do is finish the projects that I'm supposed to, put as much heat on them as I can, and see if I can't start thinking more positive about doing it. Like I said, you know, I've got the chance again. So how many people do you know that have made it out of hospice twice and maybe a third?
Monday, I think.
She's always a miserable, aren't they?
The old place, it ain't too bad out here on Monday because they just have a skeleton crew on Friday, so it's not too bad.
Doing that because it's cheaper to do that.
Limited crew on Mondays and Fridays, and then everybody's there on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Right now, it's very, very bad for the economy because, you know, everybody's getting greedy right now. It's a bull stock market, and that means businesses are going to get the hell taxed out of them. There's so much money that I could never pay a tax to get out of it. But it's not on paper. You can't prove it. Under 4 years. 5 years. And even if they are, I could catch up $25,000 a year and still take me 10 years to catch it up. I'm optimistic for federal government when I was old enough, like Social Security. Since they're the reason I'm blind, they're the ones going to pay for it. See if I can get over and find a way to get that antenna from you. So, it ran hard.
Nah, it's fairly light up here in Spartanburg right now. It's, you know, just mostly green on the radar, so it's not real heavy. I think we're supposed to get about a half an inch.
It's kind of raining for the ground, actually. Doing this morning.
How are we here?
Trying to root.
Friday, I am.
Too bad, but your signal sounds very strong. Okay, I'll formal in.
Mic away from my mouth because I was having to tie back.
That's what I'm doing, too. I'm holding the transfer away from me.
Well, at least you won't have to tie bags the next 3 days anyway, Ed.
I'll stop some year. Maybe between now and I'm 110. Are you 110 or 120 years old? You know what? I couldn't take another 50 years of this rough work. Race yesterday? Daytona yesterday.
That's just a little bit of it right at the very last. That was it.
A lot of parts flying around. There's smoke. It's not in my neighborhood.
A big truck on the side of the road, his flashers on and everything, so I get over in the middle. And then, because I see he's starting to pull out, and he pulls out and he goes right into the middle. And it's like, man, I didn't see that one coming.
Just two stupid things. Attention.
I was outside talking to my neighbor. This pickup truck rolled by. It had a 2-meter antenna just like mine and a big old HF Tar Heel antenna off the back.
Dennis, I'm sorry, you're like Dennis. Your friend, story about a friend of mine, 2 minutes, what he did. He decided he wanted to see how he put a dipole on the car. So we used to laugh. He had a directional station wagon. I thought that was pretty funny.
Good. I hear you.
I used to say, what did he do that for? He goes, oh, just for something to even look at. You never know. Talked to people on the 300. I heard the radio, haven't you?
His papers would not send him, Ed. And little twisty ties or something.
Twist ties probably let him leak.
Probably would.
Kick him.
Fireman, they gave us some bags. Well, they sold us some bags that are nothing but single thickness. So I'm having a double bag everything.
And if it leaks, you're the one that's got to listen to it.
Get a complaint, it's $3 out of my paycheck.
Good.
Customer a credit every time they complain?
So they give them a credit. So, and I've got some that they don't like the paper, it's too thin or whatever, they'll call in a complaint. So they get that paper for free.
See, it was always the same ones.
I know who they are.
Some sells out of business, what it sounds like to me.
Everybody to go digital on the website so they can get rid of all of us.
Well, I'm not going to go digital. Maybe we'll smash out the digital cameras, all that. Turn up America, boys and girls.
The internet hard.
Deal with it. They can shove it, too. I don't want to get in trouble on the air, because I know I'm going to get a fine if I keep it up. At jail time. That's the price of that freedom of speech we're talking about right here. I thought we were going to jail today.
Save up and get one of those Pro 7 headsets.
A new headset. Boy, the one I got, they work all right, but man, it's like having your head in a vice.
This is the most comfortable headset I've ever had.
I know they're big over your ears, but boy, those things work great. I used to use them when I was a kid. They were great. Nothing else outside either. I used to listen to music, and if when I turned it down, when he started complaining, I put those on, and he started yelling at me for an hour. I just sit there, chatting along with the man, listening and laughing. I see a little light. I knew where it was. I'd stare him down in the eye. He did. I'm at 602. You guys must be all getting in there.
KN4TFW.
602.
I see the rain starting to come down a little bit harder now.
You're tired this morning. I didn't mean to do that.
It's just about quiet over here.
Hey. Hard time.
Oh, God. So, yeah. Monday morning. Hey, you know what's good? It's Monday.
Monday for me. I never have a Friday.
What's exciting about today? I had a small block that that I was involved in on the racetrack up in Connecticut. And you get zoom or boom. All is God.
Went down the road too. to the gate here, so I'll say 73s. Hope you guys stay dry and have an awesome day, and look forward to catching you guys in the morning. KN4TFW.
And hope you don't have to work too hard today. Be careful on the way home. So 73s, KN4NAP.
Have a good morning. Can't fall in. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Have a nice day.